Today, the Defense Department defended the strike on Jarwar, saying all indications are that it was an appropriate target. Pentagon officials say a forensic team sent to the area has found evidence that those killed were not innocent farmers. But they also discussed the difficulty of choosing targets in the waning days of the Afghan conflict. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Unmanned aircraft have been used in earlier conflicts, but the war in Afghanistan is the first conflict in which the drones have been armed. The Pentagon says the drone that struck near Jarwar last Monday was operated not by U.S. troops, but by the CIA. Because of that, Defense Department briefers say they're at a disadvantage in knowing all of the details of the operation. But at a briefing today, Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam said all of his information indicates that the attack was appropriate. He says the drone had the group under surveillance for some time before the strike. And a team sent to the area has returned with forensic evidence that shows, in Stuffelbeam's words, that these were not innocents.
The anecdotal reports of what I hear of what has been recovered from that site to date include things like weapons and ammunition, include things like communications systems, or at least things that would give you the impression that there may have been communication devices, documents in English having to do like with applications for credit cards possibly, or maybe for airline schedules. So the intelligence that was garnered to be able to facilitate the strike, the initial indications afterwards would seem to say that these are not peasant people up there farming.
Among the material collected by the forensic team is DNA evidence that could help determine the identities of those killed in the attack and whether Osama bin Laden might have been among the victims. A senior U.S. official today said that although the drone was operated by the CIA, the Defense Department was fully involved in the decision to order the strike and watched it live via cameras mounted on the drone. According to this account, there was a large security presence on the hillside, and one of those hit in the strike was an important person. People were rushing up to this figure, the official said, grasping his hand, bowing and scraping. At the Pentagon today, one of the questions was about the treatment Washington Post reporter Doug Strzok received from U.S. soldiers when he showed up at the scene of the attack and subsequent investigation in Jarwar. Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs Victoria Clark was asked about Strzok's claim that U.S. troops threatened to shoot him if he continued on to the site.
We don't have enough information about what may or may not have happened, but it is a very dangerous place. There's still a lot of dangerous things going on. And for someone, just because someone walks up and says, "Here's my ID that says I'm a reporter," Massoud was killed by people who said they were reporters.
Northern Alliance leader Ahmad Shah Massoud was killed last September by al-Qaeda operatives posing as reporters. Questions about the strike on Jarwar are being raised at the same time the Defense Department is answering questions about another attack on the village of Orizgan, north of Kandahar. 21 Afghans were reported killed in that attack, and 27 were captured by U.S. troops. Afterwards, all 27 were released. U.S. officials have begun paying reparations to some of the villagers. Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam says choosing good targets in Afghanistan has become harder than ever.
We are constantly, and I do mean constantly, chasing reports from all over the country as to a pocket of al-Qaeda here, a sighting of Taliban there. And we are working exceptionally hard, I think it's fair to use a big E word in that case, to go after multiple ways to say, I'm not going to go off of just this one report. That one report may be enough to go ahead and send out, you know, an evaluation team to go find out. And most of these reports, in fact, are coming up empty.
Four of the men captured in Orizgan now say that while they were being held, they were beaten by U.S. troops. Pentagon officials today said they have no indication whether those beatings occurred. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has ordered an investigation into the attack and these new allegations. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.